This is Becky DeGrossa and my partner, Andy Gross, and we are counseling wise. And basically what we are all about is helping therapists navigate all the changes online and figure out how to actually get traffic to beautiful websites that they have put up that aren't getting any traffic and aren't getting any clients. And so that's really our focus. We've learned tons about marketing in a lot of different industries. We started with therapists originally, but have been kind of pulled into a bunch of other industries through referral and learned a lot. And we are really feeling actually kind of insane working for attorneys and home builders and all sorts of other folks in addition to our therapists. And so we're coming back and focusing on therapy only going forward here, because that's where we feel at home, and that's where we also know there's a need for a huge amount of knowledge and information and help. So that's us, and we recently launched Counseling Wise and have kind of a foundational report out there, which Suzette, maybe you have downloaded, talking about how to go about building up your online presence. And so
Yes. This
call, yeah, good. So this call is really about people having the opportunity to ask us any questions at all about online marketing, about the report, about websites, anything at all, anything that you want. And we had some really good questions last week, and so hopefully we'll have some good questions this week, and we'll just go forward. So that's us. So Suzette, you got the report. You may have a question about that or about anything else, and I just wanted you to feel free to jump in. There's one other thing I want to say at the beginning here before we go forward into questions. I try to do a little update at the beginning of the call about what has happened in terms of Google recently or the online marketing industry overall. And I will comment that there was an email put out, well, a blog post put out by Google this last week that actually covered all of their algorithm changes in June and July. And there were something like 86 different algorithm changes. So they are still going hot and heavy with fine-tuning things. And a lot of those focused on things such as quality website. The terms that were in these changes were, you know, quality website, fresh content, that kind of thing. And so, you know, obviously there were a lot of other changes as well that don't affect us, such as national language changes or country changes and things like that. But they're still very much focused on finding the websites that have high-quality content and that are updated in an ongoing basis and ranking those. And so we're not done yet with the roller coaster. So that's the only thing I needed to comment about that has happened in online search in the last month. Okay, so I will just open it up. Andy, did you have any opening comments to make before we get into questions?
I don't think so, about just trying to handle the technology here on the call. We're still a little bit new to this process, so thanks for bearing with us on that.
So if someone raises their hand, it may take a while to figure out how to do it, how to get
right.
them called on. Okay. Well, thanks for doing that. Okay. So, Suzette, did you have a particular question?
Well, I guess just that I've had a website for a while, and I show up pretty early on if you enter Counseling Burbank, California. So my office is in Burbank. It's a suburb of Los Angeles.
Right.
And
uh-huh.
I come up pretty high in the listings. For therapy, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't come up at all. I mean, maybe page 5 or 6. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm just kind of confused about what to do about this. And
mm-hmm.
also just whether my website is actually, I seem to get only 5 or 6 calls a week. 5 or 6 calls a month from people who have found my website and want to talk to me. And I'm wondering if God, maybe my content sucks, or, you know, it's it's, or maybe I just, Burbank is kind of a small area, you know, I'm kind of lost.
Okay. So this is an awesome question, because a lot of people are having the same kind of, you know, same kind of questions. And so I'm more than happy to dig into it and spend as much time as we can on it. So I guess the first question would be, are you willing to share what your website is with us so that we could dig in? Okay. All right.
We're actually in process of redoing it. So this is kind of the old website, because we're moving from more traditional forms of therapy over to pretty strictly dialectical behavior therapy.
Oh, okay.
But it's villagecounselingandwellness.com.
Okay, Village Counseling and Wellness. And you said that when you search on Counseling Burbank, you come up okay.
Yeah.
And do you come up in Google Maps?
No, I don't. Yes, we do. We just set that up a couple weeks ago.
Okay. So I just typed in, let's see. I just typed in, I'm on Google. Let me actually change my location. So let me say that I'm in Burbank. So I can tell Google, pretending that I'm in Burbank, California. All right. So it just did that. And now I'm typing in Counseling Burbank. And I see Psychology Today, Theraviv. Then on the maps area, what I see is Counseling with Caroline, Family Service Agency, some kind of Priority Behavior Medical, Kroos and Kroos.
Oh, for the maps, my niece just set it up for me a couple weeks ago, so maybe we're not
okay.
Showing.
Okay, so yeah, it doesn't appear that you're showing yet. You may be, you may be soon, depending on a couple of things. One, depending on how knowledgeable your niece is about how to really show up there, because
mm-hmm.
there's usually some tricks of the trade with that.
Right.
And yeah, and then the other thing that's happening is that Google is, and we mentioned this on our website, right now Google is in a big transition of moving all of their Google Places listing into Google Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so if you notice the Google Places listing, I don't know if you're in front of a computer right now.
Yeah,
okay. So if you notice the Google Places listings right now, Suzette, you'll see that some of them say Google Plus page underneath them.
Yes, I do see that.
Yeah, you see that?
What on earth does that mean?
it means that Google rules the world, pretty much. It means they rule the world, and they've decided that they want all sorts of people to have Google Plus pages. So they have basically taken all of the Google Places pages or Google Maps, those two terms are kind of used interchangeably, and they've moved them over to Google Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still in this transition. There's one listing that I see on this page, Allison Levine, psychologist. It says plus.google.com, but it still says for Google reviews.
Right.
So she's not quite fully transitioned over.
Uh-huh.
And so the bottom line of this whole transition is that they are moving everything over to a new system, and yet you can't really get into, like, for instance, if they take your Google Maps listing that your niece, you said, set
mm-hmm.
up for you? Yeah. So if they take that and they move it over to Google Plus, you won't even be able to get to it for a while.
Okay.
So it's kind of locked off from us at this point in time. So basically what we're telling everyone is ultimately you do want to rank in here in this part of the page because, you know, if you'll notice, it's towards the top of the page. It takes up a lot of the page, right? So if you could rank there, that would be a great thing. The only problem is that no one can get into those right now to really optimize them fully to make sure you rank well. So that's kind of on hold for right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what we're telling people. I mean, all of our current clients are in this transition too, and we're basically telling them, yeah, we'd love to go in and change your address for you because you just moved, but If we do, you're going to disappear and you're not going to be reachable for who knows how long. So let's hold off for a while and then let's work that once this opens up and people know more about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so my first piece of advice to you is put that on the back burner. Basically,
okay.
Yeah, my first piece of advice is you know that it would be a good thing to rank here, but that we can't really get to it yet.
Okay.
Okay, so put that on the back burner. And then...
Now, how about since we were thinking about redoing the web... Well, we've redone the website. We just haven't put it up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm still willing to make a lot of changes to that. But the so would it be stupid of us to launch the new website? We were just going to replace this one with the old one, with the new one. So would that be
Well, not necessarily at all, because that doesn't really hook into Google Places anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's a separate entity. So launching a new website shouldn't affect your launch of a new website.
Okay.
Yeah, so you should be fine with going ahead with that.
We're going to use the old address.
Yeah, that's still fine. That's still fine, yeah. So I'm now looking at your website. And Andy, feel free to chime in here too.
Yeah, just before we move on to the website, a couple of things. I would say creating a Google Plus account would also be a helpful thing to do at this point.
Okay.
Even if it doesn't hook into the local then until later, I think it's still a good start. And hopefully they'll either hook in your places to your Google Plus account or not. But either way, if you have a Google Plus account, you'll be able to make that transition a little bit smoother.
Okay.
And also, that can tie into your new website as well. You can create little tags, which I'm not sure if we have something on our website about that, but I'll add something. Little tags that relate to your Google Plus account, so Google then knows, oh, okay, well, this person's website is related to this Google Plus account, and they start to see that web. The only other thing is, you know, we didn't see that search come up, so I'm wondering if when you're doing a Google search, if you're logged into Google, you're going to see different search results than somebody else. So it's always a good idea to log out if you're kind of checking where you're coming up for certain keywords.
Okay.
Yeah, Google will give you what they know is your preferred search results, Suzette.
Okay,
so if if you've signed in before and clicked on your own website, they'll say, oh, Suzette likes this website, so let's show this one to her when she searches.
Oh, they give me this false sense of security.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, and so another good way to double check that is to use Google Analytics to see how people are coming into your site. And do you have that currently installed on your site?
No.
Okay.
No,
so I would say on the new site, that would be a good thing to start with. Not start with, but, you know, once the site is live, to make sure that you have Google Analytics installed.
Okay.
Because that can really give you a sense of how people are finding you. So that's my two cents. I know it's kind of a lot.
No, that's fantastic. Thank you.
It can kind of be a fire hose here on these calls. Yeah. But that's good, Andy. Those are two really good points. And I guess the chances of, for instance, your niece just created the Google Maps listing or the Google Places listing. So if you have a Google Plus account established soon, the chances of Google actually transitioning it to your real Google Plus account instead of to another one is higher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no,
because they'll be using the same login information and everything else. So.
Yeah. So that would be a good thing to do as soon as you can. And Andy, would she just go to plus.google.com and then create a new account?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And her niece might be able to help with that as well.
Yeah, plus.
Is it
yeah, the Yeah, it's spelled out.
Plus, yeah, .google.com. And one of the cool features of that is you upload a picture. And I don't know if you've seen search results, but sometimes something will come up with someone's picture next to it. And that's because that content is linked to their Google Plus profile. And that's a really powerful way to get more visitors. People tend to click on those results a lot more often. So.
Yeah, they stand out a lot more because they have a picture next to them. Okay, so you have a list of things to do. And we haven't even got to your website yet. So I noticed one thing with your website. Of course, I have, like, probably, you know, a ton of questions to ask you about your new website because I can't see that. But
well,
I do.
My sister hated the one we have now. So she decided to redesign.
Oh, what is that?
She said she hated the website we have now, so she decided to redesign.
Oh, I see. Okay. Hey, I've seen a lot worse, so I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be ashamed of this. I've seen a lot worse, okay? So anyway, one thing I did notice right off the top is that you have what is called a canonical URL problem. And that's just this big fancy word to say that right now Google is viewing that you have two websites, one called villagecounselingandwellness.com and another one called www.villagecounselingandwellness.com. Okay? And this is a really common problem with people who don't understand kind of the techie parts of websites. And it's very easily fixable. But it is something that you should definitely fix because, or have fixed, because what ends up happening now is that Google sees these two websites being identical, the www version and then what we call the vanilla version, the one without the www. And so then what they say is, this is a duplicate content problem.
Okay.
So they end up penalizing your content on your site because they say, you just copied this from these other guys. I mean, both of them are yours, right? Yeah. But
yeah.
That could,
so which one
yeah. You know, what we recommend is that you use the www. Because, well, I won't even go into why, but just use that one. Just use that one as your real one. And then the fix to it, I don't know how much technical stuff you want to know here. We could fix that for you, or your web designer could probably fix it for you, whoever's, if you have.
Really, the web host is can fix it.
My little niece, so we're kind of making this up as we go along. I mean, she's smarter than I am about this kind of stuff because she works for a she's a journalist, so she's digging for the newspaper that she works for. But she's, you know, so she's a little smarter about it. But really, I don't know that she'd know how to go in and fix that. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could help you with that if you want to contact us offline. We could help you with that.
Also, your host could probably help you if she contacts the host. They could direct you as to what to do.
Will they do a 301 redirect for you?
It depends on the host, but
yeah. Maybe they could walk her through that on
yeah.
the phone.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah. Well, see if you can sanely get that resolved, and if not, give us a yell, and we could help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the first piece that I noticed just right off the top, and then obviously, you know, we're not looking at your new site here, so it probably doesn't take. It probably doesn't make a lot of sense to go through it in detail. However. The big question would be, on the new site, do you have a blog?
She says I must have one, so I will have one. I don't
okay.
want to have one, but I will have one.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you, just like every other therapist, right? Yeah.
Well, the other thing she told me that she wants to put up, I've been on a couple of television shows, So she wanted to put up videos, and she said I could video blog if that was easier for me. How would that help me in search results?
Well, yeah, that doesn't really help search results too much because Google doesn't crawl videos. They can't crawl. They, you know, like text, they can crawl, and they have they crawl through your text. And for instance, on your homepage right now, they could see, oh, look at this. You know, she has this word over. She has overcoming depression. So this site must be something about depression. And look, she has reducing anxiety. It must have something to do with that. And over here, look, there's eating disorder prevention, right? So they can crawl text, but they can't crawl videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
so
I would say that videos can be helpful in that, you know, it really speaks to potential clients. So you want to keep that in mind. And what you can do is maybe just, you know, if you have time to do a video and then maybe highlight the main points, you can transcribe the whole thing or have someone do that, or just highlight things in text as well. So you kind of have a multimedia experience, which is great for potential clients and great for Google.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So video creates a great experience once you get someone to your site. It may or may not help get someone to your site. Now, if you have, let's say that you did a little video blog on, I see that you have some cutting and self-injury as a specialty here. So let's say that you did something on that and you had a YouTube video that you again, optimized really well and it was sitting out on YouTube and you pulled it into your site. Then that may help actually bring traffic to your site as well.
Okay.
Because someone could search on,
out there.
Yeah, it would be out there sitting on the big YouTube mountain.
Okay.
And
but that would be, it would be one I would find on YouTube that I thought was helpful and I'd have a link to it, or would I make one myself?
You would, pretty much to have it draw traffic to your site, you would need to make one yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, because those, you know, if someone else made one, they're drawing the traffic to their own website.
Okay.
From
right.
YouTube.
I would say you could also write a blog post about one that you liked, though, and then link
mm-hmm.
to it on your site as well.
Right.
Okay.
Right, and as long as you have the words on your site, then Google will crawl and they'll say, "Oh wow, look here. There's content on cutting," and you know, is this good content? Is there a lot of content on this? If so, we're going to rank her highly for cutting searches in and around Burbank.
Mhm.
Okay.
Mhm.
Yeah. So that's how the content ends up helping you.
Okay.
Yeah. And you never know exactly what terms you're going to end up jiving with in terms of Google's eyes. You know, they look at your site and then they create this big old index. And, you know, it could be that a mom will type in, "My teenage daughter is cutting, please help." And that's the term that brings traffic to your site. You just never really know what it is exactly.
Right.
Yeah. That's why you want as much content as you can have on your website.
So I think incorporating a blog is obviously a must at this point. But it sounds like there's a few different things you could do, including your own video blogging and then maybe commenting on other videos that you liked, and linking out to those. And that'd be an interesting blog for me to read.
Yeah, because of the video, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, people.
Well, just incorporating both of those strategies potentially
as
a way to add different kinds of content.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like the cutting idea as well because it's a little bit more specialized than, you know, just teen therapy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you can kind of pick out nuggets like that, you know, that would be, because really, you know, when people are searching for help, they get pretty specific in their search. And so if you have a lot of content on a topic like cutting is great because it's an urgent issue. I mean, when a parent finds out about that, they're pretty freaked out. And they want help fast. And so if you had quite a bit of content on that and your site would come up for these different searches, the chance of them really engaging with you, picking up the phone and making an appointment are much higher than just having a lot of general, general content on teens and their moodiness or something like that.
Right, right.
Yeah. And, you know, who knows? I mean, we're assuming that you're open to taking those clients. I know that some people...
We're DBTers, so it's like...
Oh, so you're, yeah. Yeah, you can handle a lot.
Suicidal ideation and all that.
Yeah.
All that. Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about that. I ran a DBT... Yeah, I ran a DBT kids mom group, a daughter mother's group once, and yeah, that was pretty intense, yeah. So that's where you live. You can handle that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's always good. A better selling point for us if there's something more urgent going on.
Definitely, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, right. So it'll be really interesting to see what your new site looks like and to see how easy it is for you to... Do you know what it's being written in?
We're writing it in Serif Page Plus. Is that... Does that make sense?
It's a, I don't really know what that is. Andy, do you?
It sounds like maybe a kind of a content editor that
yes.
you upload.
Yes.
And it ends up being HTML pages, is that right?
Oh, heck.
Who knows?
Right.
I don't know.
Is that what your previous website was done in?
No, I did that on... No, I think I did. Did I do it in Serif Page Plus? Serif Web Plus. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. But
how do you spell Sarah? What?
Serif.
Oh, Serif. Okay. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Who
knows? So it'll be interesting to see how the blog works with that as well. We always recommend using WordPress potentially for a blog or some other service like Blogger, although it's best if it can be tied into your own site.
Okay.
So
what does that mean? Would you redo the site in WordPress or?
Well, I probably would, but I'm a WordPress aficionado. Not necessarily, but it depends on how well the blog works for you. I would say, you know, some of those tools, like WordPress being my favorite, is one of the best for adding content on a regular basis or for blogging or any of that kind of thing.
Okay.
So that's something you might want to look into.
Yeah. The other thing that we've done for many clients is they'll have a website that's in something else, and then we add a WordPress blog for them just so that the blog part is really easy.
Okay.
So it's not... Yeah, it's not necessarily that you have to rewrite your whole site in WordPress.
Okay.
Sometimes you can just add the WordPress blog, if it's even needed, you know. You have to see how easy it is to use what you have. And, you know, ideally, did you read through that whole report? I know it was a lot. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the key point is that having a lot of content is really important.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, you just want to make sure that whatever you end up doing, you have a really easy environment to add a lot of content or to even have somebody else help you add content if necessary. Yeah, so. Yeah, so I would just wait and see what it ends up looking like and how easy it is to work with and see what you actually end up doing. You know, I can tell you that I have great intentions that don't often manifest into the, you know, the person I think I could be. It doesn't quite get there. And so, yeah, so then I say, okay, let's get real. Let's accept who you are here, Becky, and let's get some help, you know. And that tends to, then it just actually happens, and I go, whew, good, it's happening, no matter what mood I'm in or how busy I am or whatever. So, yeah. So see how you do with it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, see if you're able to keep up with the content piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else is on your mind?
Well, the other thing, well, I don't know if the what do you guys do for folks as far as this kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do a number of different things, and I would say it's pretty much starting with that content piece. So, you know, first helping someone review their website, you know, is the website in place? Does it have the basic things that it needs to have? And, you know, I would say my guess would be, looking at what you have right now, that your next version of your site will have the basics that you need to have. You know, there's some sites I look at and it's like, oh boy, this is hurting, you know, and then we know we probably need to help them with their website. But I would think that your next version will be something that has the basics. And then, you know, the next thing would be to look at the content piece. Are you able to add it easily and in quantities high enough that it's going to make a difference for you? And, you know, if you need help with that, we have a continuous content offering, two different programs where we have a team of writers who can write content for you and just post it automatically to your site on a weekly basis.
That is like insanely exciting.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's we learned ourselves from working with therapists for 6 years that no matter how many, you know, times we reminded them and suggested and pleaded and prodded and threatened, that it just wasn't getting done. So we finally said, okay, Andy, we got to do this ourselves. We got to figure out somehow to help them. And so we finally got that working. And that's really fun. It's going pretty well. And people are actually excited about their websites now when they ignored them forever. They're going, wow, there's some great articles on my website now. Oh, I want to write more about this or that.
I should probably read that one.
Yeah, exactly. We're finding really good content. And people are saying, wow, I can't believe the articles your writers are finding for my website, you know. Yeah, so we have that, and that's probably, you know, that's probably the first piece for you in terms of, you know, in terms of really getting your machine going. That's really the first thing you want to pay attention to.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would, you know, I would say, go ahead.
Is it possible to talk about costs of that, or?
Oh, sure, yeah. We actually tried to make it really affordable, and that's what we were so excited about and one of the reasons we came back to therapists, because we used to have a $600 a month minimum for our work for any client, and that's pretty much not affordable to a lot of therapists. So our starter pack, I guess, it's our, what is it called, Andy, our silver level?
The silver plan.
Silver plan for content is $167 a month. Yeah, and you get 12. Yeah, it gets you 12 new blog posts on your site every month, 3 a week. And so it's basically the way it works is that you would work with us to say, okay, here's what I really like. You know, here's who my clients are. Here are the thought leaders in my specialty space that I really like, what they have to say. These are the types of articles that I would like to have reviewed on my site. You know, these teen sites are the really good ones that have content on them that I respect, that type of thing. And so you would give us that kind of input by filling out what we call a content profile form.
Okay.
And then we would build this whole flow of content that would come into us, and we would be getting, we call it feeds, and they would be giving us articles just streaming into us. And then every week we have somebody go through those and choose articles for our writers to write for each website each week. So that's how that whole process works.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It's
Where's
pretty
my
fun.
Mind? Seriously, that takes my mind. Oh, the blogging I was so nervous about and so worried about would I be able to do it, but that, you know, that's 1 hour of a full fee client basically.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're interested in doing it, you could check it out at if you go to counselingwise.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a tab called What We Do.
Okay.
And it's the second item in that drop-down called Continuous Content.
Continuous Content. Okay, I saw that and I didn't know what the heck that meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now you know what that is. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
there you are.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a video there that'll tell you about it, how we got to that point of doing it. And if you scroll down, there's the silver plan and the gold plan sitting there.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the setup fee is once we get your content profile form, then we go out and we build all of these feeds coming in. And they're very customized to you.
Okay.
Yeah, to who you like.
Are
and
your
what
writers
you want.
Local to you guys, or?
Actually, most of them are. They're all U.S. writers, and you know, I don't know how much you know about content on the web. A lot of people just throw up really lousy content written by people in India or the Philippines or something. But we are not into that. So we have high quality U.S. writers, and we have a 30-year writer veteran who oversees them and edits their work. So the content that goes up on your site will be something that you're pleased with.
Guys,
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I am impressed. All right. So the continuous content. Now, when we finish this website, is it possible? The DBT pages my niece is struggling with because she has no experience in that particular area. Is it possible to get someone to write those up? Or
yeah, that would most likely be a separate type of thing because that's more of a specialized like you would want some fully developed website content rather than. That, like, the content that's in the continuous content plan is basically reviews of articles that exist. Okay, so someone would write a new, you know, someone out on, I don't know, you know, teenhealth.com would have some really cool article or New York Times or something like that on cutting and the phenomena and how it's changing or something like that, whatever. And then we would write a summary of that article and put it on your site and link out to the full article so that your readers could then read the full article as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how that continuous content piece works. Because we don't really represent you and your views. You know, we wouldn't want to have our writers saying, well, I believe that the best, you know, treatment for cutting is XYZ because they don't know what
so
you
that,
think.
I would need to do that myself. I would. Need
yeah,
to
that. Myself. Yeah, that page on DBT that you would have on your site would most likely be something you would need to do yourself. And if you needed some coaching on that, like on how to structure that page, you know, the best way, you know, you could talk to me about that. Website content is. There are certain types of approaches to take to make it more effective than not. And, you know, we could talk with you about that.
Okay, cool. And so I'm having a hard time finding the thing I'm supposed to fill out. The
content profile form?
The content form, yeah.
Yeah, you get that after you place your order. you get sent to a page to fill that out.
Oh, okay. So I should be prepared for that. Then I should have thought that through.
Yeah, so it would be good to have some time. Usually the profile form takes at least about an hour to fill out, wouldn't you say, Becky?
Okay.
So it's good to
maybe.
To put a
maybe,
little time aside to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it'll also, once you place your order, we'll not only send you to that page, but the top of the page will say, this form will take some time. So if you don't have time now, bookmark this page.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So it's not
okay.
like you have to do it right then and there. And the other thing is you'll get an email that says, thank you for your order. Here's the link to the form to fill out.
Oh, okay, so I don't have to be ready to go. Okay.
Yeah, you can do it. You know, you could place your order and then get the content form filled out like this weekend or whatever works, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
We won't hide it from you.
How do I look for thought leaders? I mean, I know who they are. It's Marsha Linehan and Alan Frazetti and Charlie Swenson and Sherry Manning.
Well, there you go.
Is that, yeah. I don't think they write a lot, though.
Oh, they don't? Okay. Well,
yeah.
They may be quoted or interviewed, you know.
Okay.
So you just tell us the names, and then we basically set up these formulas to search for any time they're quoted or interviewed or anything new on their sites.
Okay, and Marsha's
yeah.
coming out with a book next year, so that's perfect. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There'll be a lot
yeah.
of press on her. Okay.
Yeah, and there may also be some other websites of, you know, there may even be some great DBT therapists who aren't Marsha Linehan, but who write a lot that live in,
yeah.
you know, Philadelphia or something, and they're not competitors with you by any means, but they may have good articles that we could review, and it adds
okay.
to the value of your website. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I am jazzed. This is exciting. Well,
good.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. So, Andy, it doesn't sound like there's anyone else on.
No, we had a
okay.
we had an intimate group today.
Intimate group today. Okay, before I asked you this, I just wanted to make sure that we weren't going to be totally ignoring someone else who might be on. But so, Suzette, one of the things I wanted to just ask you, since you said you got the report and you scanned it, and then now we're talking about all the details, obviously this didn't jump out to you as, oh, we have this
well,
offering.
I'm a little distractible.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think we all are, actually.
But I don't think, I tend not to watch videos on websites. I'm really impatient, and I'm always busy, and I'm exhausted, and I have a 2-year-old, and, you know,
yeah.
yada, yada, yada. And so it's unless it's right in my face. So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you address it in the video, but I didn't pick up on what the heck that meant.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to check in with you about that, you know, because we're always trying to make sure that we're reaching people with what we think is a great thing. And
because I think at that price and what that is and what that can do, I'm already, you know, I'm thinking a colleague of mine, once I describe that to her, because she's struggling with the blogging too, that
mm-hmm.
she's going to go, wow.
Yeah, okay, great. So that's really helpful for me.
I knew that continuous content meant, I mean, I guess I knew it somehow, but I didn't know that continuous content meant, you know, get people to your website and this is, and you don't have to write anything. Woohoo!
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should rename it, Andy. Get people to your website without writing anything.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, woohoo! Add the woohoo, of course.
Yeah, you have to add the woohoo on it.
Okay. Well, good. That's good feedback for us because, you know, maybe renaming is a good thing or sending out an email to let people know, did you know that this means you don't have to write website content? Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And then the other thing I wanted to ask you guys is, do you have, I've been looking for a consultant as far as the business side of my practice goes, you know, just as, you know, adding products and just how to you know, and I've always, you know, my accounting is very silly. It's a notebook, you know, and just
mm-hmm.
I kind of need to kind of take me from being, well, I'm incorporated now, but a little sole proprietor to now I have 5 employees and I'm still, you know, jotting things down in my book, and that's my accounting system. And, and I don't know how to analyze where my money's going and how to make decisions about that.
Right, right. Well, I would say that, you know, when you first said adding products, we're probably pretty well positioned to help you with that. Like if you're talking about maybe selling ebooks on your site or having a webinar series or
anything like that, a webinar series would be fabulous. I was also thinking about actual physical products. I have this idea for a little mindfulness kit. And I just don't know. I mean, I'm priced out pieces of it, and then I just don't know where to go with that. What do you do with that? And
So you know, the making of the physical product, we may not be specialists in.
Okay. I'm my background is in garment manufacturing, so I'm.
Oh.
Stuff.
Okay, you know how to put things together. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So we know how to sell products.
We know how to sell them.
We know how to handle the shopping cart integration. We know how to advertise it online, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's something that we could help you with. Andy just has been through a grueling website with how many products are on Tammy's website, Andy?
Hundreds. I don't know.
Hundreds.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So yours would be a piece of cake compared to that.
Okay. And the other thing we've been of doing a separate website with hypnosis and guided imagery and stuff like that with downloadable MP3s.
Neat.
Is that something you guys could help with?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Neat.
Alrighty.
Yeah. And then on the accounting side, I would say can't help you.
Okay.
We had pretty much the same issue ourselves early on, and the two things that have helped us is we have a good CPA, and we hired a QuickBooks bookkeeper, and every month he goes through. I mean, he has access to all of our various credit cards, bank accounts, everything, PayPal accounts. You know, any online billing systems, and he goes through everything and puts together our profit and loss statement for us each month, and it helps us really, yeah, we can just look at that and say, oh, wow, we're spending a lot more on X than we have up until now. Wonder what that's about. Do we need to cut down on this and do something else? And, you know, once you have it all in front of you like that in a monthly statement, it really helps you kind of get your arms around what's happening financially.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
My accountant is you hand him the stack at the end of the year. So, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did that for a long time.
And
then now we finally got this QuickBooks guy, and he's bonded and all of that. So he has access to all of our bank accounts. I suppose he could end up in Tahiti with everything. But he hasn't, and so.
Well, with my bank account, he could get to Bellflower.
Oh, okay.
You know, 20
yeah.
miles away, so.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, that has really given us a sense of control and peace, because we can look at that and also know that when tax time comes, we aren't going to be spending, you know, basically 60-hour days getting all of our taxes together for our CPA.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, so I will check that out. And it sounds like maybe the business coaching is not as important if I have that. And then I was thinking about the business coaching for the product development piece, but that sounds like something you guys can help me with.
Yeah, totally. We could help you with marketing that online and making the whole shopping cart experience work for people and all of that.
Okay.
Yeah, we also have dabbled in very large e-commerce sites.
Okay.
And, you know, that's something that most therapist coaches have never touched. So we've worked with a guy who sells $60,000 to $80,000 in product online every month. So we've had this varied experience, and we're just bringing it all back to this field. And you know, I don't expect a therapist is ever going to sell $60,000 to $80,000 worth of a product each month, but you never know.
That would be swell.
It wouldn't it? It would be. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, I better scoot out and get my coffee before I see my 10 a.m.
All righty.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. I will get the payment in later on today, because if I pay for it, that will make me get moving on it.
Well, there you go.
Great.
Good.
Yeah,
and
let us know if you have any difficulties through that process as well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I really
appreciate
your help.
Okay. Take care, Suzette.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.